A dwindling energy supply, frantic efforts to replace it, even a pipeline. These elements may sound familiar to us today, but they are also echoes from events in Alaska 140 years ago. Peter Nichols' new book, Final Voyage, traces the end of commercial whaling in the United States and draws chilling parallels to our own time. APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Earlier this year, Barrow whaling captains had a hard time getting their umiaks out to the whaling grounds due to a persistent ridge of sea ice pushed close to shore by contrary winds. But in the fall of 1871, 40 square-rigged whaling ships off Alaska's northwest coast faced the same problem. Massive ridges of sea ice pushed toward the beach by prevailing winds. The boats, confined to a narrow channel, were eventually pushed aground.
There was nowhere else to go for commercial quantities of whales and whale oil than Alaska in 1871. So New Bedford had sent all of its ships up there, most of them. And of the 40-vessel fleet in the area, 32 of them were pinned against the coast by an unexpected change of wind that pushed the ice offshore onto shore and trapped these ships and crushed them.
That's author Peter Nichols. Grounding meant certain destruction for the commercial whaling ships and their crews. And in his book, Final Voyage, Nichols says the 1871 incident, in which more than 1,200 men and women had to be rescued from the ice as winter closed in, marked the death knell for American whaling.
Had whale oil still been a healthy business, had it not been supplanted or in the process of being supplanted by petroleum, they would simply have rebuilt ships and gone back. But they were just hanging on. So almost overnight, whaling was finished.
In his book, Nichols traces the rise of commercial whaling from the first dead whale washed up on the beach on Nantucket Island in the early 17th century to the ascendance of New Bedford, Massachusetts as the whaling capital of the world.
New Bedford became the Houston in Saudi Arabia of the whale oil business, and that little town became the richest town in the world by the mid 19th century. That mirrored very much the economic conditions today when that collapsed, when whale oil collapsed in New Bedford. Whale oil was collapsing around the world, and as our economies today are collapsing here and abroad, and people were just amazed and had not seen it coming.
Whale oil fueled the Industrial Revolution in England and later became indispensable in the United States. But times change, and even as whale oil replaced tallow as a lubricant for early machines, an energy upstart challenged whale oil's supremacy as entrepreneurs flocked to Titusville, Pennsylvania to cash in on the gushing rock oil finds there in the later 19th century. Petroleum, initially considered only a cure-all for ailments, soon was carried by pipeline to refineries and promoted as the alternative to smelly, rancid, and increasingly hard to get whale oil. Nichols says the collapse of commercial whaling was unthought of at the time, even as the entire globe was denuded of whales by an industry that did nothing to ensure its own sustainability.
One of the reasons that whaling was so successful in first Nantucket and then New Bedford was that it was a holy directive straight out of the Bible, which said, slay the great Leviathan and you're doing the Lord's work. So they thought that they were doing good works, the Lord's good works, by going off and killing whales. And then secondly, they really didn't think of whales as an animal or certainly not any sort of sentient creature the way we do today. Whales were simply floating oil barrels in the sea.
In a bit of historical irony, it was two whalemen who stumbled on petroleum on Alaska's northern coast, even as the flame was flickering on the whaling era.
They went ashore with guns to find food, and they came across this black lake, and they put a match to it, and it turned into flame. They had found the seeping surface of the huge Prudhoe Bay oil reserves.
One of the men, Charles Brower, left his mark on Barrow, as has the petroleum industry. Peter Nichols' book, Final Voyage, is available in hardcover. A paperback version will come out next year. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.